truth of the matter is, you can't speak of specifics, but we know right is right, wrong is wrong. What we witness with our eyes, with our ears, speaks to a human condition. It has nothing to do with race, age, class, in terms of what we saw. That was a human being being treated a particular way. And let me take that back. Not race as if it wasn't racial. We all believe it was racist. Let's stop with the political correctness. It was racist, what he did in the video. And because you want to tell us that you have statistics and that you don't believe that there's any event that this has happened, I want to show you something because you want us to trust you. Please don't be loud. Could you stand up if you believe this incident was isolated and it doesn't happen in the cab? I'll show you something. Will you stand up if you yourself personally, one of your loved ones, while in DeKalb, DeKalb Police Force, have experienced something similar to what you witnessed on the tape? Thank you. So when we talk about statistics and what's going on in this community, I definitely want to applaud you, and this offer is for a solution and HRC. So I want to go on public record, and I want to ask on your Facebook, on your YouTube, daily for an account of everyone arrested by race and by economic status daily. So that we can get a picture, because it's transparent, it's public knowledge, we don't have to do name. But let's look at how many people, what the charge was, what the race was, and let's account for it as a community daily. So that then we can truly look at figures that we can all agree upon, that can be backed up, and in that way we can move forward, and we all can see the same thing. If it's not racist, it's not racist. If it's a racial trend, we must call it what it is. Do you agree on record to do that?
Yes, we can give
that.
Thank
you.